ॐ हरि ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ ब्रह्मानन्दम् परमसुखदम् केवलम् ज्ञानमूर्तिम् द्वन्द्वातीतम् गगनसदृशम् तत्त्वमस्यादिलक्ष्यम् एकम् नित्यम् विमलमचलम् सर्वधि साक्षिभूतम् भावातीतम् त्रिगुणरहितम् सद्गुरुम् तम् नमामि। मानसम् तु किम् मार्गणे कृते नैव मानसम् मार्ग आर्जवात् मानसम् तु किम् मार्गणे कृते नैव मानसम् मार्ग आर्जवात् वृत्तयस्त्वहम् वृत्तिमाश्रिताः वृत्तयो मनो विद्यहम् मनः अहमयम् कुतो भवति चिन्वतः अयि पतत्यहम् निजविचारणम् Ramana Maharshi explained very clearly, very briefly, in a nutshell, the difference between manasaha layaha and manasaha nashaha. Resolution of the mind, the temporary resolution of the mind is called layaha. The permanent resolution of the mind is called nashaha. That's a better way of putting it. Because nashaha means what? Destruction. Isn't it? Somehow, the destruction means nothing is destroyed here. Isn't it? There's no real destruction. So, what actually nashaha and layaha, two words we learned. Nashaha and layaha. What is mano layaha? What is mano nashaha? Resolution of the thoughts, resolution of the mind temporarily, or temporary resolution of the mind is layaha, or permanent resolution of the mind is mano nashaha. So how can you resolve the mind temporarily? How can you resolve the mind permanently? So temporary resolution of the mind means temporarily having all the thoughts resolved for a length of time. சிறிது காலம் சிறிது நேரம் எண்ணங்கள் எல்லாம் ஒடுங்கி இருத்தலே, ஒரு குறிப்பிட்ட நேரம் வரை எண்ணங்கள் எல்லாம் எழாமல் ஒடுங்கி இருக்கின்ற நிலை இஸ் கால்ட் வாட் வி சே மனோலயக. எண்ணங்கள் எழாமல் போதல், அடியோடு எண்ணங்கள் எழாமை, தாட்ஸ் பீங் ரிசால்வ்ட் ஃபார் குட் இஸ் கால்டு மனோ நாஷகா, permanent resolution of the mind. Mind being permanently resolved and mind being temporarily resolved. So temporary, whenever the mind is resolved totally, when I say total resolution of the mind, total resolution of thoughts, whether it is temporary or permanent. What is not there is the knowledge. Okay, in temporary resolution, there is still ignorance of the self. In permanent resolution, there is knowledge of the self. That's the difference. In temporary resolution, ignorance of the self is still there. In permanent resolution, ignorance of the self is dispelled, is not there anymore. And in temporary resolution, also all the thoughts resolved for good, sorry, all the thoughts are resolved. In temporary resolution, all the thoughts are resolved, including the thought, I am. Isn't it? Where in sleep, the knowledge that I am is resolved. That is temporary resolution, isn't it? Sleep is a temporary moksha, I told you. Because this ignorance is there, you do not, it is a total ignorance in sleep. In sleep, in deep sleep state also, there is resolution, all the thoughts are resolved temporarily. Mind is resolved temporarily. Why temporarily? Because you have to wake up again. Because you're going to wake up definitely from sleep. Now, in keeping with the karma. So, but what's the difference? In samadhi also, the mind is resolved temporarily. In nirvikalpa samadhi, in savikalpa samadhi, thoughts are all resolved. In savikalpa samadhi, okay, in both the samadhis, thoughts are all resolved. In deep sleep state also, thoughts are all resolved. So, deep sleep state also, there is temporary resolution of the mind thoughts. In savikalpa samadhi also, there is temporary resolution of the thoughts. In nirvikalpa samadhi also, temporarily thoughts are resolved. But what is the only one slight difference is that, In deep sleep state, the knowledge I am also is resolved. Therefore, this total ignorance in deep sleep state, whereas, understand now, the knowledge who I am is not there. The knowledge I am also is resolved. Therefore, this total ignorance in deep sleep state, that is why you have temporary bliss. Understand, in deep sleep state, this total ignorance, this temporary bliss, you are not there, you are not aware of yourself being there, therefore you are not aware of anything else being there, therefore there is no sukham, no dukkham, that is temporary relief. In samadhi also, all the thoughts are resolved in nirvikalpa samadhi also, but there is only one understand that one thing is there, knowledge I am is there. There is awareness of I am. There is no, even then what is not there? There is no awareness of what I am, but there is awareness of I am. There is knowledge that I am. So other thoughts being not there, no, that's also sarta because then all other thoughts are not there means what? Even the wrong notions, the ahankara, the wrong notions one entertains about oneself, the sense of smallness, all the thoughts are resolved. Therefore, that's also what now? Temporary relief. Understand? And such thoughts, how do they resolve? In, for sleep, you don't need to do anything. You have to keep awake for a number of hours, working hard, and naturally body gets tired, mind also will be tired, and mind fall asleep naturally. And when the mind does not fall asleep naturally, that is when you go for, that's a problem. Then you approach doctors. And that's a different problem. But in to have samadhi, being aware of yourself being there, and to have all the thoughts resolved, one has to work hard. One has to really practice upasanam. What upasanam? Saguna Brahma upasanam. Saguna Brahma Vishaya Manasa Vyaparaha is Saguna Brahma Upasanam or meditation or Saguna Brahma Dhyanam. And that meditation helps one. How the meditation, when you start, it will be difficult. And in that Saguna Brahma Upasanam, the meditator is there, the object of meditation on which the attention is focused is different from the meditator. The meditator meditated. Dhyatru dheya bhedaha asti. Dheyam means object of meditation. Dhyata means meditator. That dhyatru dheya yoho bhedaha asti. Saguna Brahma Upasane. There is difference between the meditator and the meditation in Saguna Brahma Upasanam. That Upasanam practiced for length of time, constantly for many years, very seriously will now help one to be focused. Meditate. The more you practice meditation on a given object, slowly, slowly, you can really bring the attention totally from everything else. Now, otherwise, attention, the mind is of that nature. It always attention goes and gets stuck with so many things. So, attention always is scattered. Always is scattered. It can never be focused. That's what ekagram manaha. Ekagram manaha means what? Single-pointed mind. Single-pointed attention. Ekagram manaha. That's a nalla vaarthai adu. Now what? A very beautiful meaning. I think everybody can follow Tamil except one person. Prodigy is Tamilian, okay? So, okay. So, ekagram manaha. Why I'm saying here? Ekam eva agre. Agra means munbaha. Agra means munnal. Ekameva agre yasya manasaha na tad manaha. So ekagram manaha. Ondre ondru dhan munnil irikkirathu. Then the mind is ekagram. Not bahuni. Understand? Not many things are not there in front of the mind. Means what? Attention of the mind has only one thing. That's what ekagram manaha. Too many things are not there for the mind. That is why once, no, you all must be remembering this incident in Mahabharata. No? Arjuna, Drona asked, showing, he was teaching archery, and they all had the concentration test. You know that how you also have test, you know, excellent test, you know, and he had to shoot, you know. So he asked, and everybody said, what are all you are seeing? What are all the things you are seeing? Oh, sir, I'm seeing a big trunk. I'm seeing so many branches. They wanted to say, so feel so proud, you know. What you're going to shoot, only you should know. That's the only your best archer. Oh, I see the many branches. I see so many leaves. I see the fruits. I see the color. I see different birds making noise. All so many things they were saying. Everybody was, okay, come on, go. Marks given. Zero marks, okay, go. And the other person came. They all asked, what are all you seeing? And the more they saw, the less marks they got. You know the first, who came first? Arjuna. He came. Arjuna, do you see here? Yes. What do you see? I see only the bird. Ekagram manaha. That means what? Mind is so focused, it means he saw all of them, but he did not see anything. That means his attention was only on the thing to be shot. That is his ekagram manaha. Similarly here, the mind can be with some here in calm meditation, the more in practice, the ekagram manaha. Understand now? That means the mind, the focused attention, not distracted kuvinda manam. Kurunda manam, okay, not distracted. So that mind actually, now such a mind, when they're focused on a given object, And then once you sit meditation, attention is not available for other things. Attention is focused on one thing by constant practice. Attention is not there. Thoughts cannot be triggered. So thoughts will be, what? No, naturally, thoughts are not triggered. Thoughts will remain resolved. எண்ணங்கள் எழவே எழாது, ஓடுங்கியே இருக்கும். ஏன்னா எண்ணங்களை தூண்டுகின்ற, எழும்பச் செய்கிற விஷயங்களுக்கு அட்டென்ஷன் நாட் அவைலபிள். சிம்பிள், அட்டென்ஷன் நாட் அவைலபிள். வில் சி இன் பகவத்கீதா கிளாஸ் அகெய்ன், சச் எ பியூட்டிஃபுல் திங் திஸ் இஸ். தேர்ஃபோர் தாட்ஸ் வில் பி ரிசால்வ்ட். ஓகே, தென் வாட் ஹேப்பன்ஸ்? சகுண பிரம்ம சவிகல்ப சமாதிஹி, ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஆஃப் மெடிடேஷன் அலோன் இஸ் தேர், மெடிடேட்டர் அலோன் இஸ் தேர். That's such an anubhavaha, that is called experience. Okay, that experience is what, that's why we have to understand Brahman is not, cannot be experienced. Brahman is not an object of experience. We are here, that is why to understand samadhi is not jnanam or mokshaha. Even though it's a very evolved state, understand? Even then, all the problems caused by ignorance will be there. With the plus, it's like poor man, unhappy poor man, rich poor man. So which unhappy man? Poor unhappy man, rich unhappy man. Then, like that, ordinary person who doesn't know anything about meditation will be unhappy, and who knows meditation or samadhi still unhappy. Understand now? The same distance. That's this thing. Because ajnanam is there for both. Like that. So here in samadhi, that's called dual dvaita anubhavaha. Okay? We say, when dvaita anubhava means what? There's a dual experience. And even then, the meditator, meditate alone are there. Nothing else is there. The sukham. This is what? The no sense of being small. This smallness being centered on I, that notion, I am small, that all other thoughts are resolved for sense. Only I am, object of meditation is. Understand, I am so-and-so, identity with the body, mind's complex, and other accomplishments, the smallness, that is resolved for temporarily, for length of time. Therefore, there is no, what is not there? Sukham or dukkham, nothing is there, it's just only anubhava. It's sort of sukham. Temporary relief. Temporary relief. That is what saguna upasana. Understand now? Their thoughts are resolved temporarily. That's called layaha. Mano layaha. So also that upasanam practiced further, again in due course of time, one will be able to resolve even the object of meditation. You'll be seeing. You do not see even that object. That object also is what resolved. That means there's no thought except the thought I am. It's called non-dual experience. All the thoughts are resolved. The thought of object alone is there in saguna brahma, saguna upa samadhi, sorry, savikalpa samadhi. Nirvikalpa samadhi, just you are, nothing else is there. There is also what? You have all the thoughts resolved. There is also no pain. That's also pleasure. Okay? Temporary relief. There is also what? A temporary resolution of the mind. Manolayaha. But any experience, if the thoughts are resolved temporarily, they are subject to arise again. If they are permanently resolved, they will not arise. The permanent resolution is possible only if the problem of smallness being centered on I is resolved, for which ajnanameva. Only in the wake of the knowledge, only when the ignorance is resolved, then thoughts, all other thoughts will be resolved for good. Why samadhi is only a temporary relief, is not moksha, because in samadhi thoughts are not resolved for good, not resolved permanently. They temporarily only resolved. The temporary sukham is there, not permanent sukham is not there. Why they are not resolved permanently? Why only temporarily? Because ajnanam is still there. As long as ajnanam is there, mind cannot be resolved for good permanently. That is the reason. And Ramana Maharshi says, how can you resolve the mind permanently? How thoughts can resolve permanently? We saw here last class also, you know, in the way, by enquiry into the nature of the Atma. By enquiring into the nature of the Atma, that is what self-introspection, or I can say enquiry. Enquiry into the nature of the self is called what? Self-enquiry. This is Atma Swarupa Anusandhanam. I told you. Atma Swarupa Anusandhanam. Focusing the attention of the mind on the nature of the Atma as unfolded in the Shastram by the teacher. As you understood the nature of the Atma as unfolded in the Shastram, when you enquire into the nature of the Atma, then where is the mind? Where is attention? See, whatever you enquire into, you are with that object. Simple thing. Enge niyo nanum ange unnodu. Okay? Wherever the mind is, okay? Where does the mind go? Wherever you are, I am there with you. You know, wherever you are, where are you? So wherever you are, there I am with you. That means what? Where the mind is, understand now, whatever object is occupying your mind, Anjul still is in India. I'll come back to Aylesbury. I'm trying my best to pull her back here. See, wherever the mind is, you know that, there, whatever is the object you are thinking of, your mind is there with that object. That's why what object of meditation, whatever object you are thinking of is your object of meditation. And where are you? The more you think only of the object, the more you are only with that object. Understand now? That is why just living in, thinking of objects is living the life. Understand? That's why mind is very important. Mind only has to be. More than physical indulgence, mind, mentally how much you indulge, that is more important, isn't it? Mind has to be protected from being scattered. So wherever, that is why he suppose if you are thinking only of the Atma Swarupam, where are you? Where are you? Who are you with? Yedai ennugirayo ni adanodu irikkirai. When the object, okay, whatever you are thinking of, you are with that. And to the exclusion of everything else, if you are thinking of only of that one thing, you are with that one thing. Nothing else exists for you. Amazing, isn't it? For length of time. So here also, you're asked to dwell upon the nature of the reality, constantly dwelling upon the nature of the reality is what? Enquiring into the nature of the self. Atma Swarupa Anusandhanam, which is called Nididhyasanam, which is called Nirguna Brahma Upasanam. Nirguna Brahma Upasanam, Nirguna Dhyanam, Nididhyasanam, three words. Enquiry into the nature of the self, the reality. As understand now, then you are enquiring into the nature of the self to the exclusion of everything else. No, I think about Brahman, I also think about something else. That is not dhyana. To the exclusion, we had inverted commas, okay? To the exclusion of everything else, where the mind is focused only on the nature of the reality, you don't need to close your eyes also, just the mind is, attention is required for enquiry. Then where the mind is with the what? Reality. Mind is with the self. Then that is called nididhyasanam. Nirguna Brahma Upasanam. That enquiry into the nature of the self, wherein the meditator alone is there. Why? Because, no? The meditator also is resolved in the object of meditation. Meditator also is resolved in the object of meditation. Why? Because that enquiry will lead to what? The meditator meditated. Difference is not there. Why? Because the object of meditation is the very subject swarupam of the meditator. Dhyanikkinravarudaya swarupame dhyanikkappadu porulai irupadal. Dhyanikkiravan dhyanikkappadu porulai indra bedamanadu illamal pohiradu. And so there is no difference. The meditator swarupam is meditated upon. That is what nididhyasanam, such an enquiry will lead to, will result in what? Not give you any new knowledge. It will only help you ascertain doubtlessly this swarupam of the Atma, what you have understood through Shravanam and Mananam. That is why nididhyasanam always implies you are already having done Shravanam and Mananam without knowing what is the Swarupam of the Atma, without having resolved doubts about the nature of the Atma, how can you meditate upon the Atma? Suppose I tell you, all of you meditate upon this ball, suppose crystal ball. You do not even know what is crystal and what is a ball. How can you meditate upon it? You should know. And you are definitely no doubt about this object being crystal ball. No, my meditator. This is what the crystal ball, I can think about it. It may be. No. Such with the doubts. So having resolved the doubts, having known the Rupa Atma very clearly, but still you have not yet ascertained. This is what is. For the ascertainment only it helps. Nidhyasanam helps. Then what happens? So after Shravanam and Mananam, knowing the Swarupam of the Atma, then you enquire into the nature of the Atma as unfolded in the Shastram. That Swarupa, Swarupa Anusandhanam, self-enquiry into the nature of the self, helps you have ascertained vision of the reality. Then what you say? Everything is what? Every thought is the pure consciousness. Why? This I, the self, am, I. In fact, I is equal to consciousness. The subject of knowledge is consciousness. Am is a thought, which is consciousness. Is a thought, knowledge, a thought is consciousness. Any thought is consciousness. Like every wave is H2O, every thought is consciousness. What is the content of every wave? You will say very well, H2O. What is the content of every thought? Pure consciousness. What is that reality? In what form is the reality? Pure knowledge. What is the form of the reality? A pure knowledge is the form of reality. Pure consciousness is the form of reality. Parambarul evvuruvil irikkirathu. Arive vadivamaga irikkirathu. But arivungra vadivatta, how can I know? How can I recognize the form, knowledge, form of knowledge? That is why you have to do what? Self, you have to know it. Know who the knower is. That is how you can arrive at how the pure knowledge is. Listen now. Arivu vadivatha therinjikkaradhukke naan indha arigiravan yaarnu kelvi ketta kelvi kettu vicharathila you arrive at what? Arivu eppadi irukkirathu? The ascertained vision, everything is conscious, everything is Brahman, everything is Ishvara. There is no such thing called I am. Understand now? I am just a thought, isn't it? Just a thought. This understanding, everything is Ishvara. When you understand, you are relieved of what? The identity with the body, mind, sense complex will be resolved. Okay, isn't it wrong? Identity is resolved. Only in terms of knowledge. You are not undoing anything here. Nothing is destroyed here. Nothing, you are not undoing anything here. It's only in terms of the understanding, isn't it? You have resolved the wrong identity. Oh my God, I am is okay knowledge. Anything added to I am is what? All, then ahankaraha. I am is knowledge. Anything added to I am is what? Wrong notions. That is what is ahankaraha. I am so and so. I am like this. I am that. I am this. I am fat. I am tall. Body level. I am intelligent. I am dull. Intellectual level. I'm sad, I'm upset, worried, mental level. I'm hungry, I'm thirsty, prana level. That's the pronouns, understand now. And also I'm happy, I'm unhappy, I'm pleased, I'm like this, you know. Oh, I'm desirous. All these are notions about the self. All these are, so when the I is resolved in awareness, does awareness have any problem? No. Then that means I am awareness. Like wave is H2O. The I is what? Awareness. When this becomes very clear and ascertained through Nidhyasana. By Nidhyasana. Understand? That is why Nirguna Brahma Upasana means what? This enquiry into the nature of the self helps one to resolve the wrong identity by blessing one with right identity. You don't even say, I am conscious. You don't go and talk about it. You understand there is nothing. Everything. Satyam, the only reality is consciousness, which is the self. The meaning of the word I, every I, the meaning of every I is equal to consciousness. And what about the no, everything else is what? Everything else is satyam, mithya. This resolving the wrong identity helps one resolve the ahankara, wrong notions about oneself, which will result in what? Resolve the sense of inadequacy, the big problem. The sense of inadequacy centered on I. Naan kuraihalai udayavan enakku nereha kuraihal irukkindrana. Kurai, eppathalum kurai, kurai, kurai. Even though we sing Kurayandram Ille Govinda, we always say non-Kurayandram, that notion is so rooted. I am small. The sense of inadequacy, that in sense of inadequacy will be resolved in discovering fullness. That sense of inadequacy is resolved, then the problems caused by inadequacy is what? Then naturally, the needs will be resolved. The ragad dveshas will be resolved. Vendum vendamai enginra iruveru asegal. Understand now? Iru vadivam nithirikra asegal. Twofold desires. What? I want to be happy. I don't want to be unhappy. What? I want to be happy. I want this. I want this to happen. I want this not to happen. Both raga and dvesha. Likes and dislikes are two forms of disease, two sides of disease. Understand now? Desire only. So all these ragadveshas, viruppu viruppuhal, likes and dislikes, desires will naturally resolve. The desires cannot arise. Why? Nirbijam, okay? Along with the seed of the desire. What is seed of the desire? The need. You know, the seed of the need in sense of inadequacy. The notion, I am small, I am inadequate. The sense of inadequacy is the seed for needs and desires. And the seed for sense of inadequacy is what? Ahankara. Wrong notion about the self. The seed of that is what? What is bijam? One seed gives birth to another, other sprout. What is the seed of that? That leads to what? Adhyaropaha, superimposition. That leads to adhyasas, erroneous self-perception. What is the seed of, root cause of ajnanam? That self-ignorance is resolved for good, dispelled for good through this atma-swarupa vicharaha. Even by shravanam, that ajnanam gets dispelled. But ajnanam becomes strengthened when the jnanam gets strengthened by self-enquiry. The ignorance is dispelled even by shravanam. When shravanam resolves the ignorance, but still knowledge is very weak. Okay? Knowledge is not very firm. It's not firm, steadfast. So that knowledge becomes firm and steadfast by swarupa vichara. When it resolved, then you understand that vision of the oneness of reality, anantam parambarule, and that jnanam is possible, accomplishable for this mind. See, in Upanishad, this morning also I did in Upanishad Bhashyam class, I tell you, every human mind has a birthright to discover fullness. It wants one swarupam. And every human mind is blessed with the capability to discover, to penetrate and to discover this fact. Understand, only thing, it needs to be qualified. Capability is there, but eligibility is not there. That is what one needs to understand. No, capability is there. We can't say, I'm incapable. No, I'm not capable. I'm not efficient. No, then capability is there. Only thing is, you have to make yourself eligible, qualified for that. Isn't it? So every human mind, hey, sarve janaha, sarve manushyaha, no samarthaha, jnana samarthaha. All the minds are capable, everyone is capable of knowing this fact, discovering the subtlest fact, but discover subtlest of the reality. In discovering this reality, see, Atma Swarupa Vicharaha, what does it do? This inquiry into the nature of the self, first you, through Shravanam and Mananam, you know this Swarupam, then the inquiry results in what? Ascertained vision of this Swarupam of the Atma. Then you know what? By knowing the self, self of all the beings become known as well, as it were. Thereby you understand there is no second thing other than the Riya Satyam. That is the beauty of it. You understand all that is there is Mithya. The Satyam is only one. That Satyam is Chaitanyam Brahma, which is Ahamasmi. That Jnanam helps. Aham means what? Not this aham. Now you really speaking, there's no second reality other than Brahman, Chaitanyam, Atma. See, it's like understanding. You see the plurality of the ways, but when you understand H2O being the Satyam, once you understand H2O is Satyam, then what do you do? What about all the big ocean making waves, ocean making noise and all that? All Mithya. Chumma, all these things we see, only substance is only one. What is that? H2O. Similarly, here also, that jnanam will help you resolve the all other problems. Resolve the problem. And that is where you really revel in fullness. Because that fullness, you understand, the happy understand, the very surup of the Atma. Understand? Then once you revel in fullness, how can there be niraivum kurayum onna irukka mudiyuma? How can there be fullness and how can there be kurai also, inadequacy also? No, I can't say tall, short, Anju came to the class. It's not possible. I can say not thin, tall or fat, tall. Understand? But I can't say tall, short person came to the class. Why tallness and shortness are opposed to each other cannot. Virudha dharmaha na ekasmin vastuni na nasyu no nasyam nas, mean they cannot be together. Virudharmaha. Darkness and light cannot be coexist. Similarly, we say kuraiyum nirayum ore edathil irukka mudiyadhu. Where there is niraivu, there cannot be kurai. Where there are kuraihal, not kurai, kuraihal, there definitely there is no niraivu. Understand now? Therefore, the question is not by undoing kurai we want to accomplish niraivu, it will never happen. If we discover niraivu, kuraihal will resolve by themselves. That is the secret of Shastram. Okay? Kuraihal thame neengumna, eppon niraivai arindal. Okay? In discovering fullness, all in a sense of inadequacy, limitations will resolve by themselves. Where there is fullness, there cannot be inadequacy, sense of inadequacy. Sense of where there is no sense of inadequacy, how can there be desires? Even if the desires are there, one's fullness is not dependent on fulfillment of desires. Understand? This is what we say, naturally aasaigal thaamaagave odungumna. You don't need to really undo them. You cannot undo them. That is what, when the desires are resolved, all the thoughts are resolved. How? In jnanam. Only in the wake of the ascertained vision of the oneness of reality, non-duality of the reality, when a person discovers fullness as the Swarupam, one sense of inadequacy naturally resolves, thereby all the thoughts will resolve. And such a jnani person, jnani purushaha, lives his life because the sense of all notions are resolved in the sense of doership or enjoyership being not there. He just lives his life, lives the prarabdha without affected by prarabdha. Now then he is free from some prarabdha and agami, sanchita and agami. Then he lives the prarabdha. That paradha comes to an end. The person who leaves the body, I told you, his sukshma is resolved for good. We studied in Gita class also. Sukshma is resolved for good. Why? Because mind is resolved. Sukshma, the entire sukshma sarira is resolved. All other factors will be resolved. How can you resolve the mind? Manam odunga piradal. Manam odunginal anaitu sukshmangalum odungum. What do we mean by that? Thoughts, raga, dveshas are resolved for good. Viruppu, viruppugal, odunga peridale, manam odunga peridal. Where there is no desire, there cannot be other krodha, lobha, moha, matsaryadi. Nothing can be there. There cannot be anger, there cannot be jealousy, there cannot be hatred, there cannot be other problems, different symptoms of the same problems. Nothing will be there. So thoughts are resolved for good. Understand? So, sukshma being not there, that is what is mind being resolved for good permanently. That is called mano nashaha. I am repeating the purpose because we are going to see the other thing. I want to put it again in an order. Got it now? That's called as mano nashaha. As a jnani, as exhausting prarabdha, also still the mind is there, but how enlightened mind is there, where thoughts arise, still the jnani does actions, but still without doership and enjoyership, the sense of, I am the, without the notion that I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, that notion is not there. But still, this active, doing good for the society. But the prarabdha gets over, what will happen? Sukshma will resolve for good. What happened to the mind? Resolved for good. Why? Because thoughts cannot arise. Because this root cause of the desires have been resolved. Ignorance has been resolved. And ignorance cause other problems have been resolved. Understand now? That's why it is in jnanam when they are uprooted. The root cause of the raga dveshas have been uprooted. It's dead for good. That's called mano nashaha. Adeda Ramana expression solvar. Ni chattu po. Ni chattu po nartho. அகங்காரம். Colloquially, sometimes he used to say very, very profound statements. People mistook them also. That's a different thing. Now what I'm saying, this is the manonashaha. Got it now? Why? Not a temporary relief, but permanent relief. Permanent retirement. Okay? That is mokshaha. You have retired to the self. That's what is veedu peru. Understand now? But, so God very clearly know that what is manolaiha, manonashaha. The last class we saw, he says, okay, how to do self-enquiry? Now we know what he has, having explained that, well, how to do self-enquiry now? He said, come on, don't do all those things. Just enquire. Enquire what this mind is all about. Manam garthi enna enru ara indale podum. Manam manadai patre unmai vilangum. Manan iruppu vilangum. You will arrive at the truth of the mind. That's all. You can resolve the mind. He simply says, now how to resolve the mind for good? Then he talks about self-enquiry. Last class we saw the class.
மானசம் து கிம் மார்கணே கிருதே, மானசம் து கிம் மார்கணே கிருதே, நைவ மானசம் மார்க ஆர்ஜவாத், நைவ மானசம் மார்க ஆர்ஜவாத்.
See, மானசம் து கிம், what is this mind? இத்தி, if மார்கணே கிருதே, மார்கணம் means searching, okay, if you search for the truth of the mind, what is this mind all about? What is this wave? If you search for the wave, you will end up with what? In what? H2O. Then you resolve the wave in the H2O. Similarly, if you ask for what is this mind? Margane krite, he says, naiva manasam marga arjavat. The search is very direct. Like what? You are not entering into the temple. First we enter into the temple. And where is the murti? You have to ask. And the somebody who will say, where is the inga Swami Kovil? Where is the temple? Where is the sanctum sanctorum? Where can I see Bhagavan? Where is the murti there? Because such a huge temple. Rameshwaram Mahama, Madurai. Suppose somebody, Rodney Ji goes there for the first time. Now you all know, okay? And suppose he enters, where is the temple? Where is the deity? Oh, this is only first prakaram. Go around. First go visit. No? What now? It's very late. It takes very long. Then where is next? Again, next prakaram. You can see all the 63 great saints are standing attention. You can't miss Dakshinamurti one side. No? Lingodhvar one side. You can't miss another side, Chandikeshwar. You have to see, say salute to all of them, all devatas. Bye. No, you have to come across. Then again, third round, you get into, then you arrive at what? Sanctum, Garbhagriham. Without going around the temple, keep going straight, now you arrive at temple at what? Direct. Understand? Like that, don't talk about anything. Go straight to the mind. Now, all that you want is vision of the non-dual reality. Irandavadu atra onraga mattume ulla onreyaagiya parampurula, you have to get it. How to get it? No, don't ask about, don't go on what is this jagat, what is the truth of the jagat, don't work hard like physicists. Okay, to get the truth of the whole jagat, padippurke aadharamaga irukkindra parampurulai arivadharku, don't go and search for it. Where is it available? Just ask. Manasam tukyam, margane krite, enquire, what is this mind all about? Hey, mind ultimate thoughts. Then you will find out the truth of every thought, all the thoughts, the entire mind being one and the same. Understand now? The truth is what? One, partless, indivisible whole. You will arrive at that. Once you arrive at the truth of the mind, manasam tu kim, where is mind? Margade krite, manasam, where is mind? You have resolved the mind as mithya. If you resolve, if you see the truth of enquiry into what is this mind, if you enquire, you will end up in the, at the truth of the real mind. Then you can say, mind is that. There is no mind by which exists by itself. There is no way which exists by itself. You see, what is this wave? If you search for the truth of the wave, you can resolve the wave. You will discover the truth of the wave. Then you will say, where is the wave? Wave is, there is no independent existence. Wave is, nothing is the water. Like that, you will end up in what? These, all the thoughts are nothing but, the mind is nothing but the reality. Marga manasam to kim manangrdi enna iti margane krite, if you search for it, then you will end up in what? It says naiva manasam. You will find out there's no mind. Why? Because this search is very direct. Search for the truth, as the truth of the mind is a direct search. Understand? Direct search. It is not like you are not going and searching for the truth elsewhere. Directly you are searching. Okay? That is the place where directly it can be known. And knowing the truth of the mind, then there is no need for you to go and search for truth of everything else or anything else. You have arrived at the truth of the whole jagat. That is the beauty. That is the nice thing to know, isn't it? Whole jagat, the truth of the entire jagat becomes known. Oru pane sotrukku oru soru padam. Understand now? You don't need to go and check all the rice is cooked or not. Understand now? Like that, you know the truth of your mind. You have discovered the truth of all the minds. Not only all the minds, the truth of all the subtle and the gross objects also. Understand? You have discovered the deity of the entire temple. Whole rangam, whole Nataraja, I told you last class, isn't it? You understand the dancer being non-separate from the dance, the universe. Can you ever separate the dancer from the dance? Can the dance be there without the dancer? Inseparable. The whole jagat is natanam. And rajaha, the dancer is who? The Lord. You see the dance inseparably with the what? But unfortunately, you know, here, the dance is the dancer. You have to say the dance is the dancer. Understand? That's what you say here. So, the search being direct, search being direct, and you just say, mind is not there. Not there means what? Mind is not there independently. Mind is Atma, the reality. That you'll understand. And he, in the next verse, this is a new verse we have to do now. Okay, it's fine to know if we search for the truth of the mind, the search is very direct, then you will stumble upon the truth of the mind. Then you will know, this mind has no independent existence, mind is mithya. And the truth of the mind is the truth of body, mind is complex. Truth of the body, mind is complex, the truth of everything else here. There's a second vastu other than that you'll understand. But still, how to search for the truth of the mind in the mind. That is, he's explaining next verse. First verse, he said, discover the truth of the mind by asking what this mind is all about. Then you stumble upon the truth of the mind, he said. Then you will see the mind being mithya. But now he says, how to search for the truth of the mind in the mind. That is said in this present verse. See, amazingly he develops. Have you seen that? How he develops subject matter. And the building block is so beautiful.
Vrittayastvaham vrittimashritaha. Vrittayastvaham vrittimashritaha. Vrittayo mano vidyaham manaha. Vrittayo mano vidyaham manaha. Vrittayastvaham vrittimashritaha. Vrittayastvaham vrittimashritaha. Vrittayo mano vidyaham manaha. Vrittayo mano vidyaham manaha.
He says, vrittayaha. No, actually the word vrittihi. Say it now. Vrittihi. Vrittihi is a singular word. Vrittayaha, plural word. See, vrittihi means actually livelihood in Sanskrit language. Vrittihi. So, na livelihood. What do you do for a livelihood? If you say, ka vrittihi, what is your vrittihi? What is your profession? What do you do for livelihood? That is called vrittihi, literally. But here, because you learned something, I wanted to know this. Here, vrittihi also means in Vedanta Shastram, the technical term is what? Vrittihi means a thought form. A thought form. See, a gross form, okay, a subtle form is thought form. See, a thought form is called vrittihi. We can also say thought modification. Vrittihi, you can say, or antahkarana vrittihi. Antahkarana vrittihi or vrittihi, both mean the same. Thought modification, thought. And in our mind, what are all the thoughts arise? Not one thought, okay? Every thought is what? Thought form. Ovvoru ennamum enna vadivil irukkirathu. Every thought is a thought form, thought modification. And how many thoughts are there? Vrittayaha. There are many vrittayaha. These, vrittihi, singular, vrittayaha, plural. Many thoughts. Okay? All the thoughts arise in the mind. So, what is this mind? Mind is nothing but constitution of various thoughts which keep arising, which remain and which keep resolving. Ennatra alaihal, thonri irundu, neeril odunguvathu pola, lots of thoughts keep on arising, they are there and they resolve. Understand? This is what happens in the whole of waking state. And in dream state, some thoughts alone, jumbled thoughts surface and they also resolve. In deep sleep state, the nature ordained rest for all of us, all the thoughts resolve. This is how mind functions. Isn't it? Now, I want to have some thoughts in deep sleep state also. Even if you want, Bhagavan cannot help. It's like asking, I want my heart to be on my thighs. I don't want the heart to have heart here. How can I expect the heart to be elsewhere? Okay, heart is very well planned, very intelligently put in the middle of the trunk of the body and well protected with all the ribs and also lungs, very well safely protected, soft tissues, they're very well placed, isn't it? Similarly, the mind, I tell you, is now all the thoughts put together, we say what? The mind, antahkaranam. And it's also what? All the thoughts naturally resolve. When not even one thought is there, one thought form, not even a single vritti is there in deep sleep state. Now, the deep sleep state means yella ennangalum tamahave odungi irikkindra kurugiya kaalathinudaiya mananilai. Understand now? The state of mind wherein all the thoughts, thought forms, thought modifications remain resolved for a while. Depends upon how long you sleep, how deep sleep you have. Then the waking means all the thoughts arise and thoughts keep on coming. And sometimes the thoughts arise. Thoughts arise means what? All day all the thoughts are there. See, pain is already there. Pleasure is already there. Anxiety is already there. Please understand one thing. Very important to know this. Okay, what are all the thoughts arise? Ignorance is there. You are not creating any thought. Please understand. No thought is created. Ignorance is naturally there, which is a thought form, state of mind. Understand now? And similarly, anxiety is naturally there. Fear is naturally there. In a sense, agitations are naturally there. Likes are there. Dislikes are there. No, all these thoughts are naturally already. Jealousy is there. Hatred is there in different degrees of, okay, in keeping with how evolved the people are, how cultured and civilized people are, in keeping with that, the proportion varies. That's all. All the ignorant people have all of them. Understand, in some degree of all of them, in all of, already they are all there. How? In what condition? Dormant, latent condition. And the mind is asleep totally. There is no sense perception. The perception does not take place. No objects are perceived. Therefore, objects do not have an opportunity to be instrumental to trigger the thoughts which are already there. Therefore, what? Sukham. But in waking state, what happens? You know, the senses come in contact with sense objects. Sense objects are perceived. Then the objects perceived, the people who are interacted with, people who are working with, the situations which we go through, all are objects of knowledge. Objects of knowledge, just what that we only perceive. What we perceive, we interact with, we know all those things really become instrumental for what? To trigger, instrumental for triggering already what you have in your mind. The dormant thoughts, okay, dormant, already which are dormant, they arise in subtle thought form. Understand? So, if it is no seed, look at this. If there is no seed, how can there be sprout? The sprouting is possible only if there is a live seed. But for that you need something what? You have to pour some water. Understand? Another word like that all the objects we perceive become instrumental in triggering those things which are already there along with ignorance. Then that's called surfacing of thoughts. Triggered by your perception of objects or interactions with the world in the waking state, arise, they're all what? Thoughts, thought modifications. Ennangal ezhuvadharku, illaya, ulagathodu thodarbu becomes instrumental. So, ennangal are not created, they only rise, but they need some triggering instrument. Understand? That's all. They arise. So all these are thoughts. And that's why they can never be destroyed. Thoughts can never be destroyed. But they can be resolved. And these thoughts come. What are these thoughts? These thoughts alone constitute the mind. Vrittayaha. Or what now? All these vrittis together constitute the mind. Mind is nothing but constitution of these various thoughts, thought forms. But we have to classify these thoughts into two groups. The only one thought we have to separate from all other thoughts. See, idam pratyaya vishayaha. We have to say that now. Idam, okay, idam pratyaya vrittihi, or, okay, idam, idam vrittihi, aham vrittihi. Idam vrittihi, aham vrittihi. Abba, at least you know idam and aham. I am very glad. Okay. Aham vrittihi, idam vrittihi. Idam means what? This. Aham means what? I. So, idam stands for objects indicated by the pronoun this. And aham stands for the very self. Isn't it? Aham. So, here all the other thoughts, look at this. Anything which is an object of knowledge. Now let us, now we are doing what? Only mind now. Why? Why it is direct? I told you, no? We are enquiring now. Direct vichara. We left everything else. Manasam tu kim margane krite. We are enquiring only what is this mind all about? Idam pratyayaha. Idam pratyaya vishya vrittayaha. Understand now? So, idam. So, what is idam? Anything which is an object of knowledge is indicated by what? This. Why this? Thoughts are not far from you. Understand? That is body little away. Thoughts are, and body even, nothing is away in fact. Nothing is away. There is no distance between anything. Understand? Now what distance is there between gold and copper? Ask the physics professor, he'll say, come on, there's no distance. Everything is energy, he will say. Even though we see the difference, distance. Isn't it? So here, there's no distance really speaking. So in this, here, what is this? Idam pratyaha. Anything which is any thought form, which arises, which is known, which is an object of knowledge, which can be indicated by the pronoun this, this thought. Okay? Ajnanam is what? Indicated by what? Known. So known means what? Drishyam, object of knowledge. It's available for thought perception. Not available for sense perception. Isn't it? We are talking only about the objects, the thought forms, which are also objects. Subtle, available for thought perception. Understand now? Subtle forms we are analyzing. Idam, ignorance, confusion, doubt, no, desire, hatred, likes and dislikes, fear, anxiety, all are what? This jealousy, hatred, confusion, clarity, knowledge of this, knowledge of that, no, this is, this is, so many things. Whatever is anything anywhere in the world, for you, how, what is it? Knowledge. This. So all these are buddhihi, so manaha, buddhihi, chitta, memory also. Anything, any memory is known to you, is object of knowledge, the thought. Isn't it? So everything, in ahankara, all the notions you have about yourself, no, are physical level notions, emotional level notions, intellectual level notions, no, physiological function level notions, all the notions you have about yourself are all thoughts. I'm fat, I'm tall, I'm dark, I'm fair, I'm white, I'm hungry, I'm happy, I'm upset, I'm sad. Whatever you have thoughts you have, they're all what thought notions. All the notions one has about oneself, one entertains about the self, is what? All wrong notions, I'm not saying, Shastram says, wrong notions about the self. Those notions are what? Constitute ahankaraha. They're all which form? Thought forms. He says, but all these vrittis are possible if there is mainly one vritti. Now what is that? Am vrittihi. If I am is also what? Knowledge. Is knowledge. If this knowledge am is not there, irikiren enbadu arivu. That knowledge am is a thought form. What, in what form is it? In what form is the knowledge? Arivu enda vadil irikkinradunna. What arivu? The knowledge that I am, This is called vritti jnanam. See, now I say, that is Mike, when you say, the object may be external, but the knowledge is what? The thought form. The thought is called vritti jnanam. Say it now. Vritti jnanam. Knowledge which rises as the thought, in the form of the thought, as the mind, part of the mind, is called vritti jnanam. So this knowledge also, all these vrittis are possible. All these vrittis can exist only if there is knowledge that I am. Naan irikkiren engira arivu illada podu adu irikkirathu idu irikkirathu adu irikkirathu. How can there be other thoughts? Understand now? So any object of knowledge, any thought form which is an object of knowledge. Now we are not talking about external objects. I am talking about the objects of knowledge in the form of thoughts. Because we are doing only for manasam tukim marganam. Understand now? We are talking about only inquiring into direct inquiry into the mind now. What is this mind all about? That's why direct here. Arjavaha margaha. Understand now? Straight inquiry. All these thoughts are objects of knowledge. So these can exist only if there is one thought, I am. Not leave the I also. Just say am, irikkiren. That knowledge must be there. If there is no knowledge that I am, then the knowledge that the world is not possible. Please understand that. If you are not there, jealousy alone, how can it be? There cannot be jealousy, there cannot be hatred, there cannot be likes, there cannot be dislikes, there cannot be desires, anger, nothing can be there. So all these thoughts are possible only if there is the thought, am. That's called aham vrittihi. Understand now? Aham vrittihi is there. Idam vrittayaha are possible. Thoughts, all other thoughts, which are objects of knowledge, okay, though indicatable through the idam pratyaya, idam pronoun, are possible only if there is the knowledge that I am. If without aham vritti, idam vrittis are not possible. Without am vritti, am thought, other thoughts, no, this vrittis are not possible. This thoughts are not possible. That's the secret. Okay? Look at the secret now. Our Swamiji always says, don't go and fight with all these small fellows. Go knock the champion. You knock the... You want to become the world boxer, world champion, the boxer. You don't have to go from the district level in your small village. Go straight to the world champion, already who's there, knock him off, you become the world champion. You know? The Swamiji's way of saying, very beautiful that is. And he don't go and do one after the other, no? So what do you want to do? You want to knock off first let jealousy go. Let this go. There's no way of resolving these thoughts. Understand now? The secret. Without aham vritti, idam vrittis are not possible. They cannot exist. And all idam vrittis are evident to I. Isn't it? I am not evident to anything else. Ellame ariyapadugindana. Isn't it? If aham is not there, no other vritti is possible. That is why in deep sleep state, what happens? The knowledge, am, that vritti is not there. Abba, that is why resolution. Understand? Total temporary resolution. Ella yennangam yen odingi pohindrana. Because I am, that knowledge is not there. The knowledge that the universe is, that is, that is, nothing is possible. இருக்கிறேன் என்ற அறிவு இல்லாவிடில் மற்ற எந்த ஒரு பொருளை பற்றிய அறிவும் இருக்க முடியாது, எந்த ஒரு எண்ணமும் இருக்க முடியாது. That is how the mind is. Secret. Okay? Dvidha vrittaya. Aham vrittihi is singular. But aidam vrittaya are many. Okay now? He says, that's why, what is the dead end of the mind? You have to understand. All these vrittis alone constitute the mind. If without aham vrittihi, idam vrittis are not possible means, you can understand what? Go and find out the truth of the aham vritti. Discovering the truth of the aham vritti itself is as good as discovering the truth of all other idam vrittis. Discovering the truth of idam vrittis is discovering the truth of the entire mind. Discovering the truth of the entire mind is discovering the truth of the whole jagat. Brahma. Understand? So, this way, now, inquiring into the mind means inquiring into the nature, so truth of the thoughts. Inquiring into the truth of the thoughts means inquiring into the thought aham. Am. Am, the thought am. What this am is? Where does this thought am rise from? Where does this thought am exist? Where does this thought am resolve? What is the origin? If we discover the truth of, origin of the thought am, you have discovered the origin of all the thoughts. This is how you have to enquire into the truth of the mind. Understand? And then you leave the I alone, not even am, okay? I. So I, when you say I is equal to what? No, actually, we'll find out actually. I am, when you say, there's no problem. But you, whatever you add to I am is the problem. I am, what problem is there? Nothing, no problem. But what do we do? I am what I am. What we have our own. We have our own, we say what we are, no? Anything added to I am is becomes what? Wrong notion. That means mithya, okay, qualifications are mistaken for the satya qualification, real qualifications. I am becomes qualified by so many things. Attributes of the bodies, understand, becomes what? The qualifications of the I am. And then attributes of the mind become the qualifications of I am. And attributes of subtle problems become the qualifications of I am. And intellect, all the attributes of the intellect becomes qualifications for I am. All the notions, it's called ahankaraha. Listen now, the wrong notions. If ahankara is resolved, all other thoughts will be resolved. What is ahankaraha? Erroneous notion one has about oneself. So, added to what? How can there be I am tall? The tall, referring to the self, can exist without am. Am irikkirenengra arive illadappo. How can there be tall? I am tall. I am fat. I am intelligent. I am sad. I am upset. I am hungry. Look at, they see all these words added to am. Can all these qualifications exist by themselves without am? Tell me. Therefore, this anything added to am is what now? Erroneous. Understand now? Notions. It's just the notion. It's called ahankara. To resolve these wrong notions, you have to resolve am with what? I am, whatever notion I have, that has to be resolved where one know. Am has, if you know the, discover the truth of am, then am will be resolved there. Then am is not available for what? All the notions you have about the self. It's a secret, okay? You suppose if you discover wave, wave is water if you discover, then wave will become resolved in what? In H2O. Understand now? Similarly, am, what is am? What is am is if you discovered, then am will be resolved, then with the am, all other things cannot be added. So this is how ahankara, the wrong notions, can be resolved. Therefore, what you have to do now? Know what he says. A mind is nothing but vrittayaha. Understand now? These vrittis cannot be there independent of aham vrittihi. If you discover what this am is, then you have resolved the ahamkara, the erroneous notions. If that is resolved, the ahankara cost, all other thoughts also will resolve automatically, naturally. Amazing, isn't it? How do you resolve them? You understand the truth of everything being one and the same. Hope I made it very clear. No? So he says here, vrittayastvaham vrittimashritaha, vrittayastvaham vrittimashritaha. Vrittayaha, all these thoughts, aham vrittim ashritaha. Aham vrittim, irikkiren engindra, naan irikkiren endra, அறிவை அறிவாக இருக்கின்ற எண்ணத்தை சார்ந்தே மற்ற எண்ணங்கள் இருக்கின்றன. அகம் விருத்திம் ஆசிரிதாக, தே டிபெண்டன்ட் ஆன் வாட்? ஆல் அதர் விருத்தையக, ஆல் அதர் தாட்ஸ் விச் ஃபார்ம் பார்ட் ஆஃப் தி மைண்ட், தி இதம் விருத்தையக ஆர் டிபெண்டன்ட் ஆன் அகம் விருத்திஹி ஆசிரிதாக. அகம் விருத்தியை ஆசிரியித்தே மற்ற இதம் விருத்திகள் எல்லாம் இருக்கின்றன. தனித்து அகம் விருத்தி இல்லாமல், வித்தவுட் அகம் விருத்தி, இதம் விருத்தியாக கேனாட் பி தேர். அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட்? தேர்ஃபோர் வாட் ஹி சேஸ் நவ், விருத்தயஹ மனஹ, தி விருத்திஸ் ஆர் தி மைண்ட். தேர்ஃபோர் விருத்திஸ் ஆர் தி மைண்ட். தேர்ஃபோர் வாட் யூ ஹேவ் டு டு நவ், வெரி சிம்பிள் திங். If you know the am vritti, truth of one vritti, am vritti, you don't even need to know the manasaha marganam. You do the searching of what? Truth of the, just the am. Avidyaham manaha. Therefore, aham itself stands for the entire mind. First he said, know the truth of the mind. Search for the truth of the mind. Now he says, all the vrittis only constitute the mind. And all these vrittis are what? Idam vrittis and aham vritti. And idam vrittis cannot exist without the aham vritti. Therefore, know if you, idam aham vritti, if you inquire into the other aham vritti, what is aham vritti? What is this I am? Then if you see, can resolve that thought, and all the vrittis also what will be resolved. Vidhi arivayaha, naan engindra ennathai ennam enga udikkindra endra arindayahil. If you know where this am thought arises and exists and resolves, then you have discovered the truth of all the thoughts. This is the secret. And now how do we know? Am also is a vrittihi. How will you get to know this first? Any notion you have about the vritti, I self is okay. Okay, that's wrong, it's okay, that's different ignorance we know. But now we have this only way now to resolve this ahankara. You have to discover the truth of am vritti. That is how am can be resolved, the wrong notions also can be resolved along with that. So where is this am? Am also is a thought. which is there only in the waking state. Once you fall asleep, am is resolved. No thought is there. Idam vrittis are not there. That is why in deep sleep, thank God, at least in deep sleep state, there is no anger, there is no desire, there is no... In sleep also, if you have all these thoughts, it is not sleep, isn't it? There is no rest. The rising of thoughts is what? Rising of thoughts being there is the mind being active. That means active mind means there is no rest. Mind is not resting, functioning. Listen, active, that's why mind also, that's also energy. It drains your energy. Really. So, very active. And what happens? All the thoughts are resolved. Why? Because aham, the asmi vrittihi is resolved. Irikkiren endra arivu thanaga odungugirathu. Adukku peru dhaan aalandha urakka nilai. Okay? And then what happens now? Well, that resolve, then all the notions also, ahankara also is resolved. Ahankara means what? The wrong notions you have about yourself also cannot, wrong notion alone cannot be there without aham. Isn't it? I am unhappy means unhappy cannot be there without aham. I am. Therefore nothing is, that's why no thought is there. Therefore what? Am also is object of knowledge. Abba, it's a big issue. Am is an object of knowledge. Aham, understand now. Then what happens? How do you know it's object of knowledge? Because it is there in waking state. It is not there in deep sleep state. What is not there? I am. The knowledge that I am is not there. I am not knowing I am in deep sleep state. In waking state, I am knowing I am. That's the difference. That knowledge, what happened to the, that's why you said the knowledge, what happened to the knowledge? It is resolved. Where does it resolve? When the knowledge am being resolved is known. That means what is that because of which the knowledge am being not there is known. Irikkiren endra arivum aazhndha urakkathil illai enbadhu vilanguvadhu edanaleyo. Eppadi vilangugirathu? What is that brings to light? That knowledge am is not there in deep sleep state. You cannot talk about it when you are asleep. That's a different thing. Because mind has to wake up for you to speak, you know, for the everything to work. But there is experience, there is knowledge that am is not there. What happened? It's resolved. The knowledge that am is not there. Am, I am. Am is, understand now, but the knowledge that I am is not there. That am is resolved. How is it known? There is something. What is there? Because of what? The all the thoughts being resolved is known. That is what is Chaitanyam. Pure consciousness, pure knowledge. So that is the origin. The consciousness alone, the am thought rises. In consciousness alone, am thought exists. The thought is resolved also, consciousness is. Understand? You have discovered it. That's why he says, hey, what is, you want to know the margana, manasaha margana, when you search for the mind? Come on, no, all the mind is nothing but thoughts. So separate the thoughts into what aham vrittihi and idam vrittayaha. All the idam vrittayaha are possible only if there is aham vrittihi. So what? Search for the truth of the aham vritti. Aham vrittehe marganam kuru. Okay, search for the truth of the aham vritti. Then you have discovered what? The truth of all the vrittis, the entire mind. Job is over. Understand now? So you resolve the aham vrittihi, ahankaraha. It is what, in fact, if you want to personify, if I want to personify, you know, that's why ahankara, the notion one has about oneself, is erroneous. suppose the identity, because of the wrong identity, the notion one entertains about the self is ahankaraha. Understand? That notion is what now? Actually based on what? Based on one's identity with the attributes, not only with the body, mind, sense complex, but with the attributes of the body, mind, sense complex also. That is why highly, see, ignorant mind, okay, with the self-ignorance, the more the person intellectually is accomplished person, I tell you, his ego will be highly bloated. And how can he show that ego? Highly efficient, talented, intellectually informed person's ego be highly bloated. So to show that Ravana person's 10 heads, Ravana. No, 10 heads shows what? How bloated was his ahankara. No? The thoughts, vrittis. All the 10 heads are expressions of his. There were 10 heads. No, and you have to suppose, and the really, Bhagavan has to come and to know. Bhagavan is what? Rising up. Rama is actually Chaitanya Brahma. It has to manifest. Manifestation of the knowledge of the reality. Jnana Udayam is Rama. That Jnana will dissolve what? If 10 heads have to be felled. That is what Aham Vrittihi. If we discover the truth of I am, where this am is, you have discovered what? Am is I. Understand now? I is equal to consciousness. Your am, what? Consciousness. Understand now? And every other thought is what? Consciousness. And then without undoing, without, how can dissolve ahankara? Only by discovering the truth of I am. When there is ignorance of what I am, look at this. When there is ignorance of the truth of I am, then there will be what? Wrong notions. Wrong notions, ahankara. If there is a knowledge of am, what I am, then there cannot be wrong notions. Isn't it? What this am is not known. There is ignorance. The ignorance is resolved by knowledge. The ignorance born, notions also will be resolved. Therefore, first what has to be knocked off? Don't go and try to undo. If you try to, without knowing the problem, recognizing the problem, acknowledging the problem, the root cause of the problem is the self-ignorance, because of which there is a wrong notion about the self, which is ahankara. Without knowing this, we practice simply yoga and all those things. Nothing wrong. We try to undo desires. Asayai vidu, asayai thura, asayai thimbathirikku karanam. We try to give up asayai. Every time you have some desire arise, also, you feel so guilty. What can we do? Don't feel very guilty. See, I know I should give up, but still I'm not able to. It were pretty kashtam. And then there was suppressing, trying to suppress, trying to undo desires. No, I had to give up anger, you know. I had to really give up anger. Every time some damage is caused by anger, expression of anger. Then that one day, this smashana vairagya. Here I had to really give up anger, you know. I didn't get angry so much. And then you all try to suppress the anger, suppress the desire, suppress jealousy, suppress hatred, try to undo them. It is trying to undo all other thoughts without trying to deal, without making efforts to handle this ahankara, deal with the ahankara. Dealing with ahankara means what? Knowing what is a notion about the self. That means that notion is possible only if there is am. What this am is all about? Then you have this, I am is a knowledge. But what I am, what this am is, if you know, then we cannot add anything else to am. I am the self, the consciousness. I, the self, am consciousness is understood. I, the wave, am H2O. The content of am is consciousness. Like content of wave is H2O. Isn't it? If discovered, then, you know, I am, all other notions added to am. Wrong notions cannot be there, isn't it? Without actually solving the problem, root cause of the disease, we try to solve symptoms of the disease, under symptoms of the disease, like all of them, being guilty, not knowing it. It is like what? That is where Rakta Bijaha comes as Din Devi. I told you already. Every drop of blood falls, new demon will come up. Rakta Bijan. Rakta drop of blood becomes seed for the whole demon comes. Understand? So also in Ramayana we can see this. You know, Rama just shoots him after, with all his arrows. Hits fall, hits come. Hits fall, hits come. You know why? All these thoughts, all vrittayaha, idam vrittayaha, all the 10 heads are what now? Idam vrittayaha, highly bloated vrittayaha. Rama could not fell them, really. You know why? Aham vritti is still sitting there. If aham vritti is knocked off, champion is knocked off, then all the local winners are what? Nothing, is it? Foo. Like that, all the 10 heads can be knocked off easily. So what is the secret? That's why, come on, shoot the heart. Send an arrow towards his... not ordinary arrow. Brahma Jnana Astram. Understand? Send the weapon, this arrow of this Astram. Astram means a missile, okay? Which is thrown as Astram. Which is held and fought is Shastram. Kattiyala nas. Sodanal is Shastram. His throne is Astram. Missile. What is the missile sent? Brahma Astram. Brahma Jnana Astram. Now go and pierce what? Heart. Heart stands for what? Mind. What is the core? Core of all these idam vrittis is what now? Aham vrittihi. That knock off the aham vrittihi. Ahankara. Understand now? The wrong notion about the self is knocked off. It's only just the notion is knocked off. All other vrittis are as well knocked off. For which what? To knock off the aham vritti. No, aham vritti means what? The erroneous notion about the self, ahankara, is knocked, to be knocked off. You don't need to do anything. Just to know. What do we mean by knocking off? Knowing the truth of aham, asmi, understand now, am, where this am, knowledge am is, where this I exist, what this I is all about. By knowing the knower, discovering who the knower is, you discovered who I am, what I am. There be what? Resolved, I am there, knocked off. All that becomes knocked off. Then we easily, all the 10 heads fall one after the other. Not only, immediately, simultaneously fall all the 10 heads. Ravana is felled. Isn't it? That is what is. So, first he said, Manasaha Marganam Karotu. Come an enquiry, search for the truth of the mind. Enquire into the truth of the mind. Then you will understand mind being mithya. You can resolve the mind by arriving at the truth of the mind. This first he said. And then you will see mind being not there independently. Mind being not away from, independent from, separate, apart from the reality. Like, you can never see the wave being separated from H2O. Similarly, then next verse he said, the searching, enquiry into the mind, nature of the truth of the mind is very direct. you can resolve the mind. That also, no, understand this mind is nothing but thoughts. And the thoughts are what? Aham vrittihi, idam vrittihi. Idam vrittis cannot exist if without the aham vritti. Got the point? Therefore what? You don't need to go knock off all the thoughts. Knocking off means resolving them. Having the thoughts resolved. Not by undoing them, but understanding the thoughts being mithya by discovering their truth. Got the point now? So to discover the truth of all the thoughts, you need to know, discover the truth of only one thought, without which all other thoughts are not possible. That is one thought, aham vrittihi. Understand now? Ahankaraha, the notions you have about yourself. Okay, not even that. For which you need to know what this am is. Am cannot be there without I. The knower. Am is not know. Now who this I actually is, not I am. Who this I is, who this knower is, I discovered. What I am, what this am is, what I am, you arrive at what? Pure knowledge. What is this pure knowledge? Which is of the nature of knowing. Therefore there is no other knower of the deep sleep state other than pure knowledge. The little manadil, marai malai. Know that we say here, marai purul. That's why Vedam is called marai. Know that? Marenda, maraiindra, maraikindra, marendukondrikindra. Marai means Veda. Marai purul, why? Because it reveals the marendrikra purulai. Not marandu, maraindu. Understand now? Marandu means forgotten, no? Forgotten. But here, forgotten is marandu. But here, maraindu means hidden. Marai purulai vilangachivadala per marai. Understand now? Marai purul, what is the substance, subject discussed in the Veda is called marai purul. Marandirikra purul. Hidden reality, subject matter of the Veda. Understand now? What is this hidden here? It cannot be hidden at all, as though hidden. How can the H2 be hidden in the wave? Every thought is what? Actually, that nothing but that reality, isn't it? So you stumble upon it. How do you know? You search for this I am, the knower. Also we say here, where is the knower? Resolved in what? In awareness. Who's the illuminator here? There is light I see. There is light I see. I see there is also illuminator. Look at this. I see the light in this room. I also see the illuminator. How do you say there is an illuminator here? Because without the illuminator, all the opaque objects cannot come to light. Oh, if there is illuminator, who is the illuminator here? Because in the absence of light, there is no illuminator. The presence of light, there is illuminator. Therefore, illuminator and light are not two different things. Illuminator is none other than light. This understanding is what? Resolving the illuminator into light. Ulirat chayiravan uliye alladu verah illayendu terindu holvade enna. Understand? This resolving the illuminator in the light. Similarly, when you say what this am is, when this knowledge am is not there, understand? What is it which, because of which there is knowledge possible? The knower of the thought am being not there is known because, okay, is who? That knower is none other than knowledge, pure awareness. And first you arrive at it. Later on, you have to ascertain it. Understand? This is all. The method first, thereafter you have to, then we have Nityaha, Sarvagataha, Visayan Bhagavad Gita. That every word has to be again and again analyzed actually. How Nityaha, how Sarvagataha, how, you know, Puranaha. Like that. That's called according to the nature of the self with reference to the words unfolded in the Shastra. Okay, that's Vichara. So this will help you what? Resolve the mind. In fact, I had to do something more. It will come back and do. I couldn't do much today. I came late, little late for the traffic. So here now, it's good, isn't it? Another secret has been revealed today. Anyway, he's going to discuss a little more about it. Next class, we'll see that. Thank you. Yeah.
And so am is an object of knowledge.
Yeah.
So am is also
nama. Yeah.
So am is also name and form.
Naam rupam kadaiyathu, just the thought form. Yeah. Name, am also is a thought for thought form. That's what I'm saying. All thought forms are vrittis, isn't it? And they. Am is a thought. That is what am or his thought. Then what else is missed then now? Am goes with what? I. What is I is? Consciousness. I is equal to conscious. That's all. We cannot do anything about it. Wave, whether likes it or not, wave, you have to equate it to what? Content of the wave. Squeeze the I thought, you will get, how many says? I told you, squeeze the I thought, rinse the I thought, you will get only what? Consciousness. So we can't squeeze it, isn't it? And this sort of Uvimasaram. What you get? Only awareness. Anyway, this is the way he takes step by step is very beautiful, isn't it? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamadaya. Anyway, this is the way he takes step by step is very beautiful, isn't it? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya.